A potpourri of the blues, yeah. I heard Sweets' Centerpiece. I heard Let It Roll. And I don't know who that was playing saxophone, but that no bar modulation was a gas. Good trumpet, good rhythm section, good group. It's beautiful. Yeah, I like this. I like to hear more of this kind of thing, you know, by groups. I don't know who it was. I don't know who any of the people were on the date, but they were good musicians and good singers. They sang in tune, 4 stars. Mm. Yeah, Stompin' Blues. I like that thing they did on the last 4 bars. I kind of had a oriental feeling to it on the last 4 of that. I don't know who that was on Vibe. Sound like Bags, but I don't think so. And I don't know who any of the other cats were. But it was pretty. 4 stars.
Okay.
Who was that? No.
What type of music would you classify it as a melody?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Because if I say West Coast, it might have been done right here in New York. If I say New York, it might have been L.A.
Yeah.
Could have been anything, the blues.
But it sounds authentic.
Mm. Yeah. Who is it? That had a nice feel to it. Whoever that was playing that clarinet had a pretty tone. Remind me something of Artie Shaw. Sound like his tone. And that was a nice tune too. Nice set of changes. But I have no idea who it was. Well done too. Nice arrangement, well played. That was good. Give it 4 stars. Yeah. Hmm. That's interesting. That was somebody in that Anita O'Day, June Christie, Chris Connor school. I don't know who. Might have been could have been Chris. See, that was a Frank Sinatra tune pretty lately. I don't know who that was. Can I know who that is? Except for that one part there, it was in tune. Pretty nice arrangement too. I liked it. Give it 3 stars, but I wish I knew who it was. Who was that? Yeah, it gave a happy feeling. I heard they had a banjo in there and no bass fiddle because they had one of them other horns. It was that big horn instead of a bass fiddle. What was the name of that horn? That sounded like it must have been a tuba. But when the guy playing drums, he didn't play the old role like they played in the authentic stomping music, you know, the old time ragtime. He played on his cymbal, and that cymbal had a new sound. That sounded like one of them brand new Zildjians.
Yeah.
And that guy playing that, when he took that thing, boy, that cat on that tuba, when he took that was modern riff. Sounds like to me a bunch of modern cats playing Dixieland. But I can't be hip and put it down because I was stomping my feet all the way. 4 stars.
Did you know who it was?
No. The Dukes of Dixieland. Yeah, this is the cast everybody is talking about. Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry. And I think they only use a bass and a set of drums, right? Well, I wouldn't know how to rate this because for technical skill in getting around their horns, I have to give them 5 stars. But for singing melodically, and running and putting things together well so that they create a beautiful melody, ain't that much happening, so I wouldn't know how to read it. I'd have to pass on this and let and let. No, no, I don't go along with that at all. I don't think that they're doing anything entirely new or sensationally different. New, maybe, and certainly different, but not entirely new and not sensationally different.
In other words, you don't get any message from
it. I get it in pieces. I'd have to put it together before I can understand it, to me, it's not the purpose of what a person plays. You should get the message as he plays it and be able to put it together at the time, not have to wait till later.
Okay. No further rating.
No, I can't rate that. Should I make my comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sasha Berlin and Don Elliott, the Chipmunks. Sasha, to me, is an unsung hero for what he's doing to get jazz on the television behind all those ads, you know, commercials. This is very interesting that they pick songs like that. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm sorry they have to do it like that, you know, speed up the tape and everything. But if it gets out here and people start hearing it, maybe there'll be a time when they won't have to do it like that and they can do it the regular way. Because, yeah, you know, they sure can do it. Boy, that cat can scat. Hold on, you know. Run them chains is pretty. Yeah. I'm just sorry they have to do it that way, but, you know, mysterious.
It's still amusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How you rate?
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. How many stars? Oh,
that's hard to rate too, because I give it, just because I'm glad it's out here, give it 4 stars. What they want to mess with Wardell's tune like that for? I don't know who they were, but I liked it better the old way, and that spoiled this for me. You know, I liked that. That was a nice thing, you know, to change the key in the middle of the tune, but it doesn't add to it, you know.
Yeah.
Don't mess with something good.
Any of the soloists make any kind of
impression? No. Except I was wondering whether that was a valve trombone or a what's the name trombone, you know. One with the slide. I don't know which was which. I don't know whether it was one or the other. Sounded like it might have been a valve trombone. But it was undistinguished, and I don't like the way they mistreated the tune. Did he get the same title of the tune?
What title was that?
Wardell Gray's tune, Twisted. Oh, yeah, they kept the same title. That's good. 2 stars. Yeah, Ming the Merciful. I was sitting in the workshop one Sunday afternoon, me and Judy, listening to him get this together and at the rehearsal of the date they were going to do. This is Julian and Nat and Bobby Timmons, Lou Hayes and Sam Jones. Beautiful. Give them the whole constellation. That impressed me as one of those things where the arranger, or the composer and arranger, you know, if it's both, gets, you know, is the one most known on that kind of date. It's one of the turns that jazz has taken, you know, where whoever writes or arranges is the focal man on the date and not the people playing. And it was effective in that it had a lot of effects in it. But I wasn't very moved by it. And I'd rather hear the one we just heard move me much more than that. I was able to respond more. This is good for listening to something effective. But I didn't get any particular thrill. It didn't thrill me. As far as the writing goes, I'm sure it's very good, you know, and I can't even make any kind of comment on that because I don't know anything about that. But speaking just as a listener and a non-reading, non-playing listener, it's good, but it didn't kill me.
Yeah.
Give it Three stars.